Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Praise the Lord, praise ye the Lord. You're once again in tune to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, tonight is no different than it has been in the past. I'm asking all listeners, especially for the new listeners on tonight, please join us by getting your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God in the person of my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, who is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries located in Greensboro, North Carolina. He will be delivering God's word on tonight. Thank God he was available and he's filling in on tonight for Pastor Eric Morfis, the pastor of Eagle Wings Church, which is located here in Detroit, in Warren, Michigan. Again, Pastor Norman King is filling in for Pastor Eric Morfis on tonight. So you still need your Bibles, you need your pen and paper, so that you can follow along with him as we go through God's word together on tonight. We always open up with prayer. So we're going to do the same thing again on tonight. I'm asking all the listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we do serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our risen Lord and Savior, and soon coming King, is it in his name again on tonight we come to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because we know that you're worthy to be praised because there is none like you in all the earth. And Father, we thank you that you have all power in heaven and earth in your hands. You don't slumber, you don't sleep. You're not like man. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control at all times. Now, Heavenly Father, we come in the name of Jesus asking that you forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, Pastor Norman King and his entire family, and every saved believer in Jesus Christ all over the land, forgive us of all of our sins and transgressions. In the name of Jesus, we pray. And Father, we thank you for your grace, your mercy, even your sufficient grace toward us. In the name of Jesus, we come also lifting up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land, those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, their spirits, and their bodies. Touch, heal, and deliver, Heavenly Father, as only you can, because we do know that you are still working miracles, signs, and wonders, even on today, even in the midst of this world pandemic that we're living in and experiencing right now. You're still working miracles, and we give you the glory and honor and praise for it in Jesus' name. We also come lifting up all those that are bereaved on tonight. You know who they are and where they are all over the land. So we have to do a comfort and strengthen those that are bereaved. In the name of Jesus Christ, let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And then, Father, we come now lifting up all those that may be tuning on tonight that are not saved in Jesus' name, that who do not have a personal relationship with your Son, Jesus Christ. It's our prayer, our hope, and desire that something will be said through your word of tonight, through your man of God, that will touch their hearts, that they too will be able to open their own mouths, even on tonight, confess their sins, and ask to be forgiven by your Son, Jesus Christ. And they will also ask that Jesus Christ will come into their hearts and save them, even on tonight, for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. Bless all those that we're duty-bound to pray for, the homeless, the less fortunate. And Father, we even continue to lift up our president, world leaders all over the land. Continue to trust their hearts, Lord, especially those that are not saved in Jesus' name, because your word lets us know that we are to pray for our world leaders, not only our pastors and our shepherds, but we are to pray for our world leaders. So we lift up our president to you now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know who he is and you know his heart. So we pray, Lord, that you would touch his heart right now, as only you can, that he would, first of all, if he's not saved, that he will be saved in Jesus' name, become saved in Jesus' name, that he will open his own mouth and confess his sins and ask Jesus Christ to come into his heart and save him. And then, Heavenly Father, that he will come to know his individual God purpose in the earth, and that he would show love and compassion for all people all over the land, and not only him, but world leaders everywhere that are not saved in Jesus' name on tonight. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, continue to bless the worldwide listeners, those that faithfully tune in to this ministry and broadcast. Heavenly Father, you know who they are. You know what they stand in need of. Heavenly Father, I come thanking you for my other mother, my spiritual mother, Sister Gladine Mitchell, who made her transition a couple of months ago, and she today is her first birthday in heaven. So we want to say a happy first heavenly birthday to Mother Gladine Mitchell. We continue to live with her family, the Mitchell family, as they continue to grieve and bereave over her in the name of Jesus, that you would continue to comfort and strengthen them, Heavenly Father, as only you can, in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way on tonight over this worldwide platform. Help us to decrease so that you may increase in us, that you alone will be glorified, is our prayer. In Jesus' name, all the people of God that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said, amen. Well, on tonight, tonight's spiritual food for thought come to us saying, it's still true. God is an on-time God. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. It's still true. God is an on-time God, and I am a witness. And I know that I am not the only one. I'm sure there's a lot of you that are saved in Jesus' name that, without a doubt, you too know for yourself that God is an on-time God. Comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at all lowercase james_brian1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And I do want to thank God for allowing me to be able to be the under shepherd, or you may want to say that, or the overseer of this worldwide broadcast and platform titled, Are You a Liability? Are You an Asset or a Liability? I'm sorry. Are you a liability or an asset to the kingdom of God? This is now our seventh year on the air. So we know that there's nobody but God. We just want to give God the glory for allowing us to be able to bring forth his word over this worldwide platform for now 7 years. So right now, we're going to go to our music break. And for the music break I'm going to play on tonight, because of such a time that we're living in, I'm going to go back and I'm going to replay part of our opening theme song, War, because we know that the Bible says that we will hear and see wars and rumors of wars, and we are experimenting that right now. So the word of God is true, that whatever God says is going to happen, trust me, it's going to happen, and we are living in the days, in the last days, that we are seeing and experiencing everything that the word of God has said is going to come to pass. It's really coming to pass before our eyes. So we're just going to play part of the opening theme song for tonight, This Means War. And after Pastor Norman King have delivered the word on tonight, please do not hang up your phone. Do not go off the internet, because he's going to be ministering to us with another song on tonight after the closing of his message. There is a Move by Sasha Cobbs Leonard. His closing song after the message on tonight. There is a Move by Tasha Cobb Leonard. So in the meantime, I'm going to play part of this opening theme song for our music work on tonight. War.
Might as well put your hands together. Control. I got Satan on my trail, but I'm singing all is well. He's attacking every day, but I'm watching while I pray. No matter the attack, I won't turn back. This means war.
Present time and present age, we must know and realize that God is still in control. He's not going to allow anything to happen that he will not get glory from it, because he is the one that is, he sees everything, he knows what's going on, and sometimes it's in his permissive will that he allows certain things to happen to get our attention, to draw us back to him. So on tonight, we are in spiritual warfare, so that's why I played that music break. A song, part of it, War, because of the times that we're living in. So right now, I'm so excited to bring forth, once again, my first cousin, Pastor Norman King. Again, he is the pastor of Victor's Outreach Ministries, which is located in Greensboro, North Carolina. And I thank God for him for stepping up to the plate and for filling in for Pastor Eric Morpheus on tonight. And I feel Pastor Eric Morpheus is grateful to Pastor King on tonight as well. So now we are getting ready to receive the word on tonight from Pastor Norman King. Pastor Norman King, I now yield the mic to you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We are so humbly grateful for the opportunity to be here tonight to deliver this message in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for Cousin James for his untiring commitment to obey God by way of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be alive. And I'm grateful to just love God the way I do. And God has encamped me with people who love God just like I love them. And that encourages me, because we're supposed to encourage each other along the way. So as James laid everything out before, so I'm going to just get to the word. Amen. So we will be tonight coming from Acts, the 16th chapter. The verse I'm keying in on tonight is verses 25 and 26. That's Acts, 16th chapter, verse 25 and 26. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were opened, and everyone's bands were loose. Let us pray. In the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you again for this opportunity that you have granted me to be your spokesperson tonight, that I may be decreased and that you are increased, and that your word is heard, and that it may be applied, and that it may be embraced by whoever's listening. And we ask these in the name of Jesus Christ tonight. Amen, amen, and amen. I want to use for a topic tonight. God is never late. God is never late. You know, one of the songs that one of our songwriters is popular, when you think about our own time God, well, me anyway, I speak for myself, the way I'm not in error. I think about Dottie Peoples. That song is played. He's our own time God. Yes, he is.
Yes, he is.
And I want to tell you tonight that God is never late. He is never late. Amen. And we're going to look at some scripture tonight. Amen. And it's going to show us how we can be punished for doing the right thing. And these brothers here was punished for doing the right thing. I want to read some scriptures that's going to bring us up to the 25th verse. I'm going to read it from the God's Words translation. I'm going to start reading at verse 16 of that same chapter, Acts 16, verse 16, according to God's Word translation. It says, "One day when we were going to the place of prayer, a female servant met us. She was possessed by an evil spirit that told fortunes. She made a lot of money for her owners by telling fortunes. She used to follow Paul and shout, 'These men are servants of the Most High God.'" She's being sarcastic. "They are telling you how you can be saved." She kept doing this for many days. Paul became annoyed. Can't we relate to that sometimes, people? Paul became annoyed, turned to the evil spirit, and said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her." As Paul said this, the evil spirit left her. When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them to the authorities in the public square. In front of the Roman officials, they said, "These men are stirring up a lot of trouble in our city. They are Jews,
Lord Jesus.
and they're advocating customs that we can't accept or practice as Roman citizens." Verse 22, the crowd joined in. Listen to this, y'all. The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas. Then the officials tore the clothes off of Paul and Silas and ordered the guards to beat them with sticks. Verse 23, after they had hit Silas many times, they threw them in jail. They threw them in jail in order to jailer to keep them under tight security. So the jailer followed these orders and put Paul and Silas into solitary confinement with their feet and leg irons. But something about midnight, y'all, come on somebody, huh? 25 days around midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns of praise to God. The other prisoner was listening to them. Verse 26, suddenly a violent earthquake struck the foundation of the jail, and the doors immediately flew open, and all the prisoners' chains came loose. You see, these brothers were sharing the good news. And because those guys could no longer make any money because the lady got healed. Come on, y'all, huh? Yes, she got healed. And understand that the devil mission has not changed. One of the divided scriptures is John 10:10, where it says, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy. Jesus said this, y'all, John 10:10. But he finishes and says, but I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So I want to talk tonight. I want somebody need this word. I mean, we need it, but there's somebody need it in particular. Because they need to know God's never late. God is never late because he's a what? He's an on-time God. Yes, he is. He's an on-time God. And see, reiterate. We can get punished for doing right. I'd rather get punished for doing right than to sin against my God. Come on, somebody, huh? You see, as long as you stay left, you're fine. Uh-huh. I'm going to say again, as long as you stay left, you're fine. But mess around and do what God told you to do. Huh? You do what God tell you to do. Now, I know James told you to get your pens and your papers and stuff because, I want to share some word now. Now, see, Jesus told his disciples over there in John 16. See, we have a tendency sometimes, I'm just generalizing, y'all. We have a tendency to forget sometimes, amen? So Jesus, toward the end of his ministry, he got the disciples together in John 16. This is what it says, y'all, verse 1. Jesus continued, he said, I have said these things to you so that you won't lose faith. Amen. That's why we have to encourage you a long time, y'all. Jesus said, you will be thrown out of synagogues. Certainly the time is coming when people will murder you, will think that they are serving God. They will do things to you because they haven't known the Father or me. Verse 4. But I've told you this so that when it happened, I'm telling you now, so when it happened, remember what I told you. I didn't tell you this at first because I was with you. So the main thing here is don't forget. That's why it's so important to as Paul told Timothy, study to show thyself approved unto God. The workman need not be ashamed. Why? Because he's able to rightly divide the word of truth. But let me stay on my message tonight, amen, because I want you to know that God is never late, amen. See, there in this area of the Bible, there was the strong witness of the disciples through terrible difficulties. See, even though we go through terrible difficulties in our life, we got to still be a strong witness for the Lord. So Paul and Silas had just been stripped, beaten with rods, in prison, put in chains. Their backs were lacerated, bloody, swollen, and had a mass of human flesh. Come on, y'all. They beat them real bad, huh? Imagine the excruciating pain they had, right? But no, listen, sitting there in the dog. Now, see, we got to put ourselves into this environment, amen, in order to feel and have the compassion the way we're supposed to, amen. They sit in a dark, smelly, rat and roach infested dungeon. They bore a strong testimony to the wonderful grace of God. And we got to bore the same strong testimony and tell people about God. Tell people about Jesus. And allow the Holy Spirit, huh? But look here, look what prayer do, y'all. They prayed, uh-huh. They probably asked God what every dedicated servant would ask God. To what? Now, they just got beaten and thrown into a dog dungeon, y'all. Come on. Imagine being a dog. You can't see to your hand in front of you, where you got rats and roaches and all kinds of stuff. So they continue to pray. They probably say, ask God to strengthen them and help them, huh? And on top of that, forgive their persecutors. Amen. Sometimes we don't want to forget. We don't want to forgive our persecutors. But the Bible says we ought to forgive. Amen. We know it's hard. And it's tough. But we got to.
Oh, yeah.
So we asked Jesus how many times, seven times, in other words, indefinitely. Amen. He can't even count the times, amen. So anyway, we want to get back. Let me say the course, amen. Now, God, he used their suffering to reach others. Don't he do it, y'all? All the time, he will use your suffering to reach other people, amen.
Yeah.
Listen, they praise and thank God for his salvation. They praise and thank God for the privilege of suffering for the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Isn't it something, y'all?
Mm-hmm.
You see, we need to embrace this word tonight, amen. Embrace it because it's an honor and it's a privilege because James tells us, count it all joy when you go through the devil's temptation and trials. Amen. Now, the point to see is the strong testimony. They had a strong testimony, y'all. Amen. Their faith in the Lord Jesus was a strong witness that prepared the heart of the unsaved for the gospel. And don't get it twisted. There's somebody watching you. You may think they are not. And some you see, but some you don't. Amen? Now, when Paul later wrote this to the Philippians, later, right, he told them to rejoice in the Lord always. I want to encourage somebody tonight. Rejoice in the Lord always. You find it in Philippians 4:4 and Philippians 3:1. We got to rejoice in the Lord always. Don't matter the situation, amen. It doesn't matter, amen. We got to stay the course no matter what. We got to stay the course. Paul and Silas stayed the course no matter what, amen. You see, we need each other. It tells us according to Hebrews 10:25, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together like some. So we need each other. Amen. Tonight, we all are being enriched by this word tonight. Not because of me, not because of Cousin James, but because of the Holy Spirit by way of God and Jesus. Amen. So here, according to Acts 4:20, it says, for we cannot but speak the things which we have seen and heard. And that's how it got to be for us right now. Amen. Speak the things that you have seen and that you heard by way of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And don't worry about what you're going through now because 2 Corinthians 4:17 says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, it's just for a moment, work it for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Look to the hills with coming to your help. Amen. So what took place in this dungeon? There was a movement of God. Yes, it was, huh? He ain't forget about you. He ain't forget about them. There was a movement of God in this instance. God moved, what, through an earthquake. Uh-huh. He will move in other ways as well. God can move upon a person's soul. Through what? Through tragedy? Uh-huh. Yes. Through sensing a lack of need? Yes. Through reading of the scripture, amen. He will also move through some event in a person's life, amen. Even in death, you may be so downstruck because of losing a loved one, a friend. But God will move in the midst thereof, amen. Take the witness, amen. The point to see is this. God moves events to prepare a man's soul for salvation. I'm going to say it again. He moves events to prepare a man's soul for salvation. Amen? One of the major reasons for causing the earthquake was to stir the jailer. Uh-huh. Was to stir the jailer to cry out for salvation. I didn't read it a while ago, but let me read it. Let me read that. I want to go ahead and cover these verses right here. Amen. So you can see what happened to this jailer when these things begin to take place. Okay? Now, I'm going to go back to 26. Suddenly, a violent earthquake shook the foundation of the jail, and the doors immediately flew open, and all the prisoners' chains came loose. 27. The jailer, now he was asleep, y'all. The jailer woke up from the quake. The jailer woke up and saw the prison doors open. Thinking the prison had escaped, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself. But Paul shouted as loudly as he could, "Don't hurt yourself. We are all here." The jailer asked for torches and rushed into the jail. He was trembling as he knelt in front of Paul and Silas. Then he took Paul and Silas outside and asked, "Sirs, what do I have to do to be saved?" You see, God used this situation to witness to a jailer. Amen. The jailer felt hopeless. Amen. The earthquake had sprung open the jail doors, allowing the prisoner to escape. He had fallen asleep while he was on duty. Amen. The penalty for allowing prisoners to escape was death. And the jailer knew that, y'all. That's why he was going to kill himself. The jailer was feeling helpless and hopeless. He drew his sword. He's going to kill himself. Amen. But see, there's always a ram in the bush. Amen. Mm-hmm. And God has spoke through Paul. To stop him. Amen. See, every circumstance is different. But every person experiences serious problems that cause fear. We all got different things that we experience in life that cause fear. I want you to know that in every instance of serious need, a person either turns to God or falls away from God. Amen. It's about choices. We got to make a choice. You're either going to turn to God or you're going to turn away from God. Amen. A person either becomes softer toward God or harder in reacting against God. Sometimes we have to be humble, y'all. Amen. We have to be humble. Amen. The point is this. Helplessness and hopelessness are used by God to prepare the human soul for salvation. Can I get a witness? God will allow us to go through to help the kingdom of God. Amen. That's why we got to study. We got to feed our spirit. Amen. Be around like spirit to help strengthen us in a time of need. Amen. Mark 4:38. It says, "And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said to him, Master, carest thou not that we perish?" You see, they had forgotten who he was. I want you to know that God will never leave you. Amen. Jesus said, "I will never leave you nor forsake you." Amen. Paul then was in a dark dungeon. Amen. The voice come over. He spoke to the jailer. "Don't kill yourself. God has got a purpose for all of us." Amen. And that's why we got to be on point. We got to be on point. And if you're not on point, this is your time to repent and turn from where you are and get back on track. Amen. Because there's somebody, as my daddy would say, somebody's body that has been assigned unto you. But God needs you to remember that he will never forget you. He will never forget you. I know. I mean, Jesus, first of all, God can't lie. Amen. He cannot lie. And so I want you to know tonight that he's never late. We got tragic things that happen in our life. We get close to the edge, might we lose our mind. But just I want to encourage you tonight to tell you that God is never late. Amen. The jailer called for a light. Yeah, he was trembling. He fell down before Paul and Silas. Amen. He was very stressful because he knew if they had escaped, the penalty was death. But here it was, these men were still there, y'all. Paul hollered out, "Don't kill yourself." I'm trying to make a point tonight, y'all. is that we got to be in position for the master to use us. And sometimes we are not because we feed our soul and let our spirit starve. But we got to feed our spirit. That's the image and likeness of God. It's our spirit. I was telling a young man the last couple of days as I ministered to him. Amen. Listen. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord thy God and lean not on your own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he what? Shall direct your paths. We need to encourage someone tonight. Amen. We need to encourage ourselves as well. There's times that no one around to encourage you, but you got to learn how to encourage yourself. But my main thing tonight is, I'm going to reiterate, God is never late. He's an on-time God. God is never late. It's all kind of examples in the Bible. Amen. Moses and the children of Israel standing before the Red Sea. Remember they started murmuring, complaining. He brought us out here to die. Moses had a hard task. Some of you don't know, but some of you do, that a pastor, a true pastor, has a hard task. Just look at Moses' life. The people up, down, all around. Here they was before the Red Sea, and what God do? God still showed up and showed out. God is saying to you tonight, I've showed up, let me show out. Come on, somebody, amen. Just know that God, what, is never late. Amen? It's an urgent cry out in the land right now for salvation. Amen? We got to know that same way back in this example with this jailer crying out for salvation. Amen. He fell to his knees. That even right now, with all this pandemic and everything that's going on, it's a cry. Do you hear it? Do you hear the cry? It's crying out. Amen? We got to be in position for the master to use us. Amen? The jailer cried out, sirs, what must I do to be saved? Amen? The disciples were God's instruments for proclaiming salvation. We are God's instruments. God wants to continue to proclaim salvation. Amen. They was tired. Think about it, y'all. They got beaten badly. Threw into a dark place. But in the midst of all that, but they relied on, come on, y'all, the Holy Ghost, y'all. They were tired and sore. And it was the wee hours of the morning, y'all. Come on, huh? Yet, they did not put the matter off until morning. Y'all know, you know how we are sometimes. Well, I wait till tomorrow, and then you miss your blessing. You miss your assignment for that time. I've learned this because I failed it myself several times and probably will again, amen? We got to move when the Spirit of God say, right then, amen? What did Paul and Silas do? They took time right then and there to meet the man's needs. Amen? Psalms 54:1 says, save me, O God, by the name, and judge me by thy strength. I want to say tonight, I thank God for this word. I feel enough has been said. Amen? Just remember, God is never late. It may seem like he is, but I just told a young man tonight, he's heavy burden tonight. And as a matter of fact, when I get out to home, he's away from me. I'm going to send him some scriptures. Amen. I'm going to send him some scriptures. Amen. To lift him up. Because, see, just like Paul and Silas didn't take their assignment lightly, we can't take our assignment lightly. Because sometimes we take it lightly and someone could commit suicide. But if we had obeyed the Holy Spirit and said what the Spirit of God said, say, or done what the Spirit of God say do, we could have saved that life. Come on, y'all. It's not us, but it's to us being obedient. Amen.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying tonight?
Right.
That we have to not put off tomorrow. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
What we're supposed to do right now. Amen. It's time right now. The harvest is truly plenteous, but the labors are few. Amen. I'm going to thank God again for this word. And I love him, and I thank Cousin James for being obedient. You know, it's just like things happen, amen. But are we willing to step up? I told my wife, I said last night, I said, baby, I said, James called me to do the show. She said, when? I said, tonight. I said, he called me yesterday. She said, well, she know how I am. She know I love sharing the good news. Amen. And that's why it's so important to sow into your spirit every day. And you got to worry about scratching your head and going crazy. Amen. Our bodies, our spirit is a deposit. Amen. Deposit God's word. It's like a bank, y'all. Put the word of God in you and then allow the Holy Spirit to bring forth what's needed. Amen. Without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and be in readiness to play the song. Amen. But we thank God again. And I know that somebody received his word tonight. I know you did. Amen. Amen. And I pray that you allow the Spirit of God to move freely within inside your being. Amen. And that you can go ahead and not put off tomorrow what you're supposed to do right now. Amen.
Amen.
Strongholds are still being loosed. God, we believe. 'Cause yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. I love this when y'all listen. And bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. God, we believe. Yes, we can see it. That wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. We need a move. We need a move. Can you shut that up? We need a move. We need a move. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to, before I close out here, I want to read these verses again, because when this song was playing, it's hard for me to sit still behind this song, but, you know, because let's see what I take for tonight. Here's a two of God's servants for doing the right thing. Amen. Sometimes we put up too much. This lady here had been antagonizing them, mocking them, being sarcastic like he was meaning good, but she meant evil. And Paul, like us, we got no wind to nip in the bud. He nipped in the bud. His spirit come out, and got back to the guys who were making money. They beat him. They beat him, and the village started beating him. Amen. So here was these two of God's servants were put into a dog dungeon, rodent infested, and everything else. Bruised bad, but they was praying, y'all. They kept praying. And what happened? God moved. Amen. And verse 25 says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Sometimes we need to be quiet, y'all. Amen. Let the Holy Ghost. One of my favorite verses, 1 John 4:4, where John says, ye of God, little children. It said, because greater is he who is in you than he is of the world. Amen. So they prayed, y'all, beaten for doing right. Amen. Bruised, bleeding and everything, but yet they didn't stop praying. They prayed, verse 25, they prayed and sang praise unto God, and the prisoners heard them, verse 26. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundation of the prison were shaken. And immediately, hallelujah, immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. In the name of Jesus, have your way, Lord. Have your way, Lord. Brother James, be back in your hands. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord of the night. I like that word, immediately. Oh, my God. Yes, well, that's an awesome word on tonight. Pastor Norman King, that's an awesome word. Yes, I do trust and agree with you on tonight that somebody needed to hear this word. Not only other people, but we needed to hear the word for ourselves as well. Sometimes we need to be reminded of what God is able to do. And so this is a powerful lesson on tonight, and I pray that it has been received by each listener on tonight, because like I always say, God already knows who's going to be listening, and he knows what we stand in need of. So you have already done your part, Pastor Norman King, by being obedient, and you have shared this news on tonight. I love that the Bible reading that you came forth after you read the first, from the 16th verse down to the 26th verse. I like that Bible that you read from. It makes it so plain and clear. And the Word of God says, my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. But the way that Bible reads, the one that you read out of tonight, it makes it so plain and clear. You cannot misunderstand what it is saying. So I thank God for his word. Thank God that Paul and Silas, they were men of integrity, even though they was in the dungeon and even though they was in the prison, like you said, in the dark, with the rats and the roaches and all kind of everything else that they were experiencing. They knew God, and they had a personal relationship with him. And that's the problem. That's not a problem, but as Christians, no matter what's going on in our lives, we too have to have a personal relationship with God, that even when we know we're doing what God called us to do, and it is true, Pastor Norman King, that it is very true, because I'm a witness. We can get punished for doing good or for doing the work of God, for doing kingdom work here on earth, because some people don't like it. And they will do everything in their power to try to punish us. But we thank God that we have to keep moving forward and do what God called us to do. And no matter what the consequences may be, because we know that God is on our side, and he is in total control, and he knows what we're going through. He's not going to allow any more to be put on us than we're able to bear. So So Paul and Silas are good examples of what it means to be Christ-like. Just like Jesus, he was ridiculed and persecuted and spat upon and beaten, just like, not to the point that they were, but his went even further because he even died for us. But they knew who God was, and they knew how to call on the name of Jesus, even in the midst of their being punished and misused and abused and thrown in prison. They knew how to call upon the name of Jesus, even in prayer, and while they were praying, one was praying and one was singing hymns unto God, and God heard their prayers. And so when he heard their prayer, know on tonight that he will hear your prayer. So we serve an awesome God on tonight, and I touch and agree with tonight's message on tonight, that God is never late. He is never late. So that kind of ties in with tonight's spiritual food for thought, as I mentioned you earlier. And it's still true. God is an on-time God. So like Dottie People said, yes, he is. And I'm sure that a lot of witnesses on the line tonight can bear witness that God is our God, the Most High God, the faithful God. He is an on-time God, and he is never, never late. Thank God for this word on tonight. I pray that it has been received in love on tonight. Pastor Norman King, you continue to be the man that God has called and ordained for you to be. You continue to stand on his word. You continue to be the example. Continue to be Christ-like, but so that wherever you go, people will see Jesus Christ in you and that God will glorify. So that's our mission on tonight for every believer in Jesus Christ, every follower of Jesus Christ. It's our job. We're obligated. If we're truly saved in Jesus' name, we are truly to be able to reach it to be able to go around, continue to stand on God's word, even if it means we're going to be punished for doing it, because we know that God is in control. And so he don't allow no more to happen to us than he know that we cannot handle or bear, because he know that he is with us, and he know that his children who really love him, who is really serving him faithfully, he know that we have our faith tied in him and wrapped up in him, tied up, tangled up, wrapped up in Jesus Christ. And our Heavenly Father knowing that he cares for us. So you too got to be wrapped up, you got to be tied up, you got to be tangled up in God. You got to be tangled up in Jesus. You got to be tangled up in his word. So no matter what happens, you too, even if you get caught up in a situation and they try to punish you for standing on God's word, for trying to deliver God's word and be a doer of God's word, know that God has your back. So he's never failed. He's not going to let you fail. He's not going to let you fall. Thank God for his word on tonight. I thank you for filling in for Pastor Edward Morphis on tonight, and I'm sure Pastor Edward Morphis, thank you also, Pastor Norman King, for stepping in, stepping up to the plate, and stepping in and sharing his word on tonight for the people of God to hear, because, again, God knows who's going to be listening, and he knows exactly what we all stand in need of. What a mighty God we serve. So once again, we're going to get ready to close out for tonight. You want to tune in this coming Saturday night, July the 11th, Saturday night, same time, 8 o'clock p.m. You want to tune in again. Deacon Marvin Cox will be bringing forth the word again on this coming Saturday. He'll be bringing forth part two of his message from the last time he was on. Love is still the answer. But no, that's not. I'm sorry. That was the message that I brought. His message title was Independence Day. So he's going to be doing part two of Independence Day on this coming Saturday with Marvin Cox. And you know, he always shares with us inspirational poems before he delivers God's word. So Deacon Marvin Cox is another anointed man of God who's going to be delivering God's word on this coming Saturday at 8 o'clock. He's going to tune in and be blessed by the word of God through him on this coming Saturday night. So right now, we're going to close out in prayer. As we always do, please join in with me in prayer as we close out for tonight. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word, Heavenly Father. We thank you for who you are. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your men of God, Paul and Silas, who are good examples of what a Christian, all Christians, should be like and how we should carry ourselves, even when we are punished for doing your work, even when we are punished for trying to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. Everybody's not going to like that. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you give us a holy boldness to stand on your word and be doers of your word, no matter what the world may say, no matter who like it and who don't like it. We have to stand on your word. So we thank you that you are in total control and you have our backs. So we thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word is true, that you are in total control and all power in heaven and earth is in your hands. So we bless your name on tonight because we know without a doubt that you are truly worthy to be praised. Heavenly Father, we come now in the name of Jesus asking once again that you will continue to comfort and strengthen the bereaved all over the land. You know who they are and where they are. Continue to let them know and remember that earth still has no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. Continue to touch, heal, and deliver and strengthen all those that are sick in their bodies, their minds, their spirits on tonight, because we do know that you're still working miracle signs and wonders for your glory in the earth on today. Even through this worldwide pandemic, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are in total control. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that he loved you first and he loved mankind so much that he came down from glory and sacrificed his life. He died on the cross for us. He shed his own sinless blood, his holy and righteous blood on the cross so that we can be saved. We would have a chance. Those that accept him as your son, we would have a chance to be saved. So we just thank you. We love you. We bless your name. You're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you have a perfect track record. You don't forget. You don't get amnesia. You're not like man. See, man can say one thing one minute, and then the very next minute he'll turn around and say he did not say it. But you're not like that. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are not like man. Heavenly Father, you are a promise keeper. We love you for that. We love you, again, for who you are. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue to bless you. Continue to move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, as only you can. Have your way in the earth and through your people that we can be continue to be doers of your word. Not just hearers only, that you alone would be glorified, and that all those around us, that as we are being doers of your word, they would see our good works, and that you will be glorified through our good works. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. And that as we do our good works for you, even though we are punished and are ridiculed for doing the work that you have assigned to our hands and anointed and appointed us for us to do as individuals, any corporate believers, Heavenly Father, help us to hold on to our faith. Help us to hold on to your unchanging and unfailing hand, knowing that you are in total control and you will not put no more on us than we're able to bear. And you said in your word that we can cast all of our cares upon you because you care for us. And we know that you are a promise keeper. So we bless your name on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. All the people of God said, amen. Well, on tonight, that's the word for tonight. I pray that you have received God's word. I pray that you receive it in love. That word has blessed you on tonight. It has blessed me to be able to sit here and listen to another word that has come from the Lord through his man of God, Pastor Norman King, on tonight. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Continue to wear your mask when you go out in public, when you go into the different stores or whatever you're doing your business. Make sure you continue to follow the rules of the states that you are living in and your governors as they apply the rules. For our safety, for our benefits, continue to be applicable. Make sure that you are following their instructions so that you may live and not die, because we know that the enemy, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's exactly what he wants you to do, is to not to follow the rules of those that are over you. He can kick you out. If he had his way, that's what he wants to do. He wants to try to kick you out. So don't give him the satisfaction. You do what the governors in your state tell you to do. You continue to abide by the rules, and you continue to stay in God's word and let the Lord lead and guide you so that you will be able to fulfill your individual God purpose in the earth, so that your living will not be in vain and that God will be glorified. So until this coming Saturday, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. Know that God loves you even more. Until then, good night.
soul. Yes, sir. Oh, Holy Lamb. Precious Lamb. So much I owe to you, O Lord. You sacrificed your life for me. Give you praise. I give you praise. I will rejoice. Savior. Come on, my soul loves thee.